Good morning, all. First, I really would like to thank the organizers for this invitation. Thank you very much, Xavier, Emilio, and Damien. And I'm also very happy to meet, even if only virtually, not around some red wine glasses, a lot of friends who I'm seeing now in the application dashboard on the right of my screen. So my presentation will focus on a project that has been just implemented by the CNRS and the Ministry of Culture around the restoration of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Sorry, because I will present any research results, in fact, but only the main agenda of a project that started a few months ago. The fire of April 15, 2019 was a worldwide emotional sensation, and as you can easily understand, this event sparked the spontaneous mobilization of a big amount of scientists working on knowledge conservation and restoration of cultural heritage. And so a spontaneous initiative, hundreds of researchers first gathered around an association of scientists serving Notre Dame. And then the Ministry of Culture and the CNRS have set up a major scientific action, bringing together members of more than 50 research laboratories in France by forming 8 working groups. First of all, working groups on materials such as stone, wood, metal, stained glass, then on the structural and acoustic behaviors, as well as on the more social and anthropologic issues, such as the heritage emotions. And as you know, these working groups are linked to disciplinary sectors such as physics, chemistry, geology, archaeology, architecture, history, engineering, anthropology, and sociology. And these are disciplines that have worked on cultural heritage for a long time. The last working group, which is really positioned in a crossway to the other 7, and which I have the honor to coordinate, is focused on digital data. And while not being able to justify a long tradition of research in the heritage field, such as, for example, material science or the historical science, the digital heritage science applied to the conservation and restoration can count for around 30 years of research. And for the first time, at least in France, this subject, this theme, has been fully taken into account as a very cross-cutting dimension of the heritage science. And the working group is made of 9 research laboratories, 2 consortia of the CNRS very large facility Humanum, and today brings together around 30 researchers and engineers from CNRS, from the Ministry of Culture, as well as several French universities. This working group also draws on a framework for international cooperation through targeted invitations sent to some researchers recognized for particular skills. I don't have time to mention all of these actors, I'm sorry, but you have the list of all the laboratories on the screen, and the several members of the working group will be mentioned later in my slides relating to ongoing work. The working group includes engineers, architects, archaeologists, historians, computer scientists, and by bringing together research themes and skills in metrology, geometric analysis and reconstruction, design and development of information systems, as well as in virtual environments for the reconstruction of historical hypotheses. And laboratories gathered around this action bring a lot of scientific skills, of course, but also cutting-edge equipment, which is made available to the restoration site. And this equipment includes 2D, 3D sensors, drones, robots, as well as several experimental acquisition devices for capturing geometric data, acoustic behavior, or even for the material characterization. Beside the hardware side, the meeting of all these actors within the working group has also made it possible to bring together experimental software directly from the research laboratories, in particular with regard to the photogrammetry and spatial referencing of images and iconography, 2D and 3D data processing, and the structuring and the semantic enrichment of heterogeneous data, as well as also for the web publishing and long-term archiving of digital resources. As we are all specialists in matter of heritage data, it is very easy to understand that this project, which was born spontaneously around an emblematic issue and an emblematic heritage object, quickly became, for the French community, the ideal context to bring together the forces, initiatives, and the results already achieved by the community, to try to build a collective challenge around what we consider, at least in France, an historic project. So, working together, we all agree, as usual, but to do what? Because I can assure that as a scientist used to define medium and long-term challenges based on theoretical assumptions, it's really difficult to manage scientific action to serve a restoration site that must act in the emergency and plan actions and that plans actions in the very short term. So nevertheless, we all agreed that it was really necessary to leave aside the aspects relating to the conceptualization, the problematization, trying to respond in a pragmatic way to certain needs of the restoration side. And as we will see later, these didn't prevent us from projecting collectively towards some long-term challenges. So to register our activities directly in the restoration service, in the restoration base site, we have therefore established a strong relationship with the base of the restoration site by organizing several meetings with the chief architects of historic monuments, the regional archaeology service, as well as the historical monument research laboratory. These are the three main actors on the restoration site who are on the site since the beginning at the evening of the fire, and who monitor activities relating to the study of the monument stability, archaeological excavations, as well as to the daily inventory and analysis of the remains. And at the end of these multiple meetings with the actors, we were able to retain the essential needs which concern the scientific knowledge on materials, the behaviors, the shapes, and that before, during, and after the fire, and this corresponds to specific challenges for the working group on digital data, which concern the data management for documentary research, but also for the diagnosis, the tools, and for the analysis of structure, spaces, shapes, and materials, and of course, the use of virtual models for simulations and for decision making. To give you an idea of the state of the cathedral was in after the fire. Here are some pictures. So the roofs burned by dropping the spire and causing part of the vaults to collapse at several points, as you can see on the images. So from these challenges, we were able to bring together skills around the major categories of problems due to the advances of the digital technologies applied to the cultural heritage. First of all, the comparative analysis of temporal states, essentially before and after the fire, in order to assess the alteration, the degradation undergone by the vaults and other structure due to the fire. Second, the simulation of mechanical behavior of structure, but also the acoustic behavior of spaces. Third, data and information management for diagnosis and for monitoring restoration activities, taking into account the detailed description of the building's sanitary condition and the damage suffered by fire. And finally, the virtual reconstruction of missing elements, in particular the framework, so what is called the forest, the vaults, today represented by masses of partially destroyed elements of wood, stone, metal, fallen up on the upper surface of the vaults or directly underground. But if we were able to identify what the digital science and digital heritage science and the methods could do for the restoration of Notre Dame, we also understood what the restoration of Notre Dame could do for all the heritage science, and especially concerning the digital sphere, to force us to collectively move towards the production of a collaborative working environment able of making semantically enriched data the core dimension for the multidisciplinary scientific research on cultural heritage. So we have the ambition to design and develop a digital ecosystem, which includes a platform for the collection of data and the collaborative production of knowledge, an information system to memorize in space and over time activities produced by multiple actors in a multidisciplinary framework. And we believe that this ecosystem should become such a real interface between the scientific worksite and the restoration worksite. So in view of the large number of scientists included in this project, as well as the heterogeneity of the approaches, this requires the definition of complex implementation plan and to be carried out very quickly. And this plan includes, as you already know from your past projects, the definition of methodological approaches for producing semantically enriched data, the confrontation with existing and consolidated operating modes coming from the different work groups and coming from the different disciplinary profiles involved in the project, a continuous reflection on the data life cycle, but also the development of ad hoc digital tools for gathering, processing, categorize, and correlate multidimensional data. So the starting point of this ambition can be certainly recognized within the scientific literature in the field of the 2D, 3D digitization and processing, the modeling of space-time transformations, the knowledge engineering and recent methods for classification, as well as the multimodal interfaces for publishing, sharing, and interact with data, especially on the web. And as you know, the digital heritage community has produced remarkable advances in this sector in the recent years. So within the framework of this project, we therefore have the possibility of assessing the potential and also the limits of these advances together, and to harmonize a large amount of born digital scientific data produced by a collective adventure, what we call this collective adventure. So this is real collective issue which concerns the implementation of the FAIR principle, and this is the main subject of the conference, especially for data related to the state of conservation, to the analysis of materials which are not yet really covered by the scientific literature. Another point is the in-depth description of the data production processes that involve actors, instruments, methods, as well as the interpretation of the gathered data. We also need to take into account the description of technical and the intellectual activities related to the production of the data. And of course, all these issues open up new challenges for the data analysis, classification, and correlation. So what I'm showing now on the screen is a very first diagram, just a first draft of the data centralization platform we started to prototype since last February. But the platform includes three interconnected sectors. On the left, the data collection. On the top right, the data enrichment and modules. And on the bottom right, the correlation engine. So first, data collection. Thanks to a legal framework put in place by the Ministry of Culture and the CNRS, we were able to recover thousands of digital resources from cultural institutions, laboratories, companies, and stakeholders in conservation and restoration. These resources include documentary sources, technical reports, a lot of photographs, free scans, existing databases, and several studies relating to the old restoration of the cathedral. And today, we have many resources already stored in our platform, to which we are gradually adding all the data and that the scientific site is producing and will produce in the coming years. And the collection and the storing of these resources is based on a toolbox developed and offered by Humanum, bringing together solutions for managing user accounts, the secure storage, the sharing and collaboration tools, as well as some solutions for the long-term archiving, and particularly on the basis of the standardization and the guidelines defined by two consortia involved in the project, which are the 3D4 Humanities and Social Science and the MASA consortium. So regarding the data enrichment, we have already start to create connection between three modules specialized on the documentary categorization, semantic categorization, and the 3D spatialization and annotation. So these are all tools based on web technologies coming from the research laboratories involved in the project. So first of all, ArchaeoGrid, developed by ArchaeoVision in Bordeaux, which allowed to document and catalog digital resources by means of metadata sets, which have composed on the basis of the requirements coming from the working groups and coming from other actors of the project, and which are already aligned with some standards. Metadata concern the provenance, the condition of use of each resource, the technical specification, as well as the spatial and temporal location in relation to the cathedral, as well as the labeling and the description based on Thesauri, developed by all the project working groups. The management of controlled vocabularies is based on OpenTESO that has been presented today, I believe, developed at the Maison de l'Orient de la Méditerranée in Lyon. This tool allow the collaborative creation of a thesaurus today under definition yet, but which includes terms of description relating to the architecture, the building and the restoration techniques, the materials, the degradation phenomena, as well as the methods for scientific analysis, the instruments, and of course, the actors involved in the scientific action. The third module used for the data enrichment is IOLI, developed at the MAP laboratory in Marseille. It is a collaborative platform for 3D annotation of heritage objects. From the selection of a set of photographs taken by following a photogrammetric approach, IOLI allows to automatically generate a 3D representation, then to annotate it in 2D and in 3D by aggregating several annotation layers, qualitative descriptors defined by the users, while being able to extract descriptors relating to this annotation, such as dimensions or other geometric and visual properties. In those last days, we are adding new features for using controlled vocabularies, in particular by the link with OpenTESO. So these modules make it possible to enrich the research coming from the working groups on architecture, archaeology, and materials, all the materials. Other modules will come, in particular for the management of resources coming from the working groups on acoustics and structural behaviors, which requires taking simulations into account, or also from the working group on anthropology, which must be able to annotate video sequences. And finally, we are also thinking about integrating some text analysis, text mining tools for the written sources. So regarding the correlation of data, I cannot present any result yet, as you can imagine, but I can just say and anticipate that on the basis of our previous work in this area, we plan to take into account four complementary aspects. First, the space, of course, by the 3D spatial referencing of iconographic sources, as well as by the labeling and the annotation mechanism that we are able to manage today. Second, the shape, the form, by basing on the segmentation methods developed with respect to several points of view, several segmentation needs and levels of reading. Third, the time, in particular by analyzing the transformations resulting from the comparison of temporal states. And then the knowledge through the analysis of the thematic overlaps resulting from the multiple disciplinary perspective on spaces, on shapes, and on transformations. Finally, the results from this data correlation mechanism will be used by a module which we are just starting to design for the research and the visualization and the analysis of the corpus. I will now show you some images of the work in progress on two subjects. The first concerns the forest. So as you can see, the remains of the roofs were and still are in part on the upper surface of the cathedral vault. So there was a long and difficult operation to collect and inventory these elements. It is a real archaeological excavation that we are currently monitoring through acquisitions by 3D laser scanning, as well as by device designed and developed for the project, which allow us to acquire 1,000 of photographs in an automatic way along some rails installed above the vaults. And this make it possible to record very quickly in 2D as in 3D all steps of the removal operation. And here you can see the level of resolution required to record this precious information. for the identification of each element, as well as for its spatial and temporal location before the fire, after the fire, during the removal operations, and then its temporary storage outside the cathedral. For the spatiotemporal location of each element, we are in the process of setting up several photogrammetric scenes within the Aioli platform. As you can see on the images, this makes it possible to identify the elements on the images by the annotation, then to locate them within the 3D point cloud resulting from the same images, and then to enrich each annotation with descriptors and comments made by the researchers in a collaborative framework. And this analysis of the remains is done in parallel with another action, which concerns the geometric reconstruction of the previous state of the roofs from existing surveys, traditional and digital ones, carried out before the fire and today at the disposal of this scientific project. And as you can imagine, this is a very complex task which requires the continuous confrontation of drawings, hundreds of photographs, 2D and 3D coordinates, but above all, the confrontation with the state of the current state of the remains of the roofs after fire. And this implies taking into account, also from a conceptual point of view, important issues, because as you can easily understand, for each entity of the previous state, for example, a beam of a firm can exist today several fragments within the remains. So another subject on which we are working concerns the vaults, in particular the comparison of their state before and after fire. This is a fine geometric analysis that we were able to carry out by aligning 3D laser scanning carried out before and after the fire. This comparison allows studying the deformation undergone by the vaults due to the fire, and will be used later to study the aspect relating to the structural behavior. So we were also able to take into account the visual dimension, since we had hundreds of photographs of the vaults before fire. This allowed us to map surface weathering phenomena useful for the diagnosis, which could be annotated by Aioli, as you can see on the image. And on the same scenes in Aioli, we will soon add the spatial location of several samples taken on the vaults for the characterization of materials and the analysis of these weathering phenomena. Still on the vault, there are more perspective issues emerging today, in particular with regard to the space-time tracking of the blocks that have fallen into the nave by the means of automatic analysis and classification methods, by using thousands of images acquired during the first days of the intervention after the fire. And this issue, very complex, as you can imagine, could bring very important help to the restoration site, particularly with regard to the reuse of some original elements in the restoration project. So finally, concerning the visual exploration of the data gathered and enriched within the platform, we have started to develop a specific web viewer, of which you can see just the first video on the screen now. So it is a 3D visualization framework based on FreeJS and Po3JS, which allow users to navigate within the multiple resources relating to the cathedral while bringing together the link to the original data stored within the platform. And it is possible by the connection between this viewer, which does not have an official name yet, And the RQGrid tool, which allow, for example, to recover metadata relating to a 3D point cloud or even relating to a specialized photographs, as you can see on the image. So this also allow user to recover the link to vocabulary terms in OpenTensor, for example, and to do several interactive activities on the representation, such as measurement, or also the visualization of several types of geometric representation, point-based or polygon-based representation. And as you can see, it established a direct link with the annotations, 3D annotation coming from the Aioli platform. So our idea is to introduce more and more visual interface modules, so to explore the corpus from a spatial, temporal, and semantic point of view in the future. And in particular, we are looking for a solution to cross the notions of spatial proximity within the 3D representation with the notions of semantic proximity within the knowledge representation of the gathered data. So in conclusion, almost more than 1 year after the Notre Dame's fire, I present today the very first steps in our scientific action relating the digital data working group. And regarding the perspectives, we have at least 4 more years of work to help the restoration site by gathering, producing, and classifying multidimensional data. And as explained, the ambition is, of course, to define an approach to be used in other heritage buildings, of course. And given the mass of data to be processed in a site of this type, we certainly work in the next months and years on the introduction of semi-automatic and automatic spatiotemporal distribution of data, but also on the semi-automatic and the automatic semantic enrichment by multimodal propagation mechanism, and also on an idea of autonomous multidimensional correlation of these masses of data. But I'm sure that we will have several years of work even after the restoration of the cathedral, and I hope that we will be able to do so in an even broader framework of international collaboration to analyze what I consider as an emblematic sample of heritage science data produced by this collective adventure. So thank you very much.